Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week's video, Breaking the Illusions Part 2, it's very powerful. And in this video, Jane introduces us to the possibilities of past lives to help break the illusion of who we think we are and how to move beyond third dimensional consciousness. Let's watch and listen.
Hi there. Now you have watched my video on breaking the illusion. Now we're going to do part two of breaking the illusion. There is so much to breaking your illusions, and I'm just going to summarize a little about what I covered last week, which was that we have to understand we are in an illusion, and I called it a play, and we believe that we are part of that play. We live our life in that play, and we feel like we are alone in that play and separate from everything else. We have a sense of separation in our play. I don't know if you've experienced that in the last week or not, but when you start to look at your play that you're in and observe it, there is a sense of separation because you're no longer in the play, but you're observing yourself in the play. And you are very clear within yourself that you are an actor in your play. And you can look at all the other people in your play and see them differently. That is breaking the illusion. Breaking the illusion of the you that you are, the you that you've come into this lifetime portraying. I think the thing that helped me the most was breaking illusions when I saw my very first past life and I realized that I felt that person that I want to say thought I was, but I don't know if that's a really good analogy there. I jumped into the skin of that person, that crusader, thousands of years ago, and knew how he thought, knew what he was like, knew what his goals of life were, and how he was pursuing his goals, and how arrogant and how self-sufficient and how magnificent he thought he was. Oh yeah, I was that crusader and I experienced that arrogance and that feeling of I'm going to war for God. And I'm going to make it right, and all the things that I thought I was in that lifetime. Well, that was a huge blow to me as Jane Elizabeth Fenton Hart. That was a huge blow because all of a sudden I realized I was not this person, but I was also that person. And that blew my mind. That blew my mind to understand that I had another identities, so to speak here. And that helped me As I move forward in breaking illusions much faster and much easier, because if I was that 2,000 years ago, or whenever that was, 1,500 years ago, if I was that, then who am I now? And how does that relate to who I am right now? That was my dilemma, and I wasn't sure where to go with that because I was just so shocked about the whole thing. That was the beginning of cracking me open to understand that I was more than this body or this mind or this female person that I am experiencing this lifetime, but I was also a male in another life, arrogant, self-righteous male, which was so different from who I am to this person. And yet that was very much a part of me. And I knew from the very soul of me that that was part of who I was. So that started to help me break out of this illusion of who I am today, because I knew that if I thought I was that then and I'm here, what's going on here? When I started to realize that I played different parts in different incarnations, that helped me also to break the illusion of who I am right now. And that was a great help to me. And a lot of you that are watching this may not know that you've had other lives, but you have a sense that maybe perhaps you have had them, or you wouldn't be watching this tape. You would have turned me off at the first sentence I said about illusions. It wouldn't have interested you. But if you're sticking in here with me, you have a part of you that understands that you've had other lifetimes and you've played in other plays and you've had a leading role in those plays, and you have thought that that was who you were at that time. You had lessons to learn. Some of them you learned, some of them you had to come into another lifetime and relearn. Whatever. The process was beginning to unfold in your consciousness. Because consciousness is all that we are. We put our consciousness in our body. Yes, we put our consciousness in our body, and then we believe that we are the body, and we think that this is all there is. Well, I've been talking to you about this the last few months about that we are more than our body. We are more than the illusion that we're in. And this is simply the play that we are progressing in. In my Spiritual Power Tool book, I talked about the difference between the third dimension and the fourth dimension, and I've done videos on those. And if you have not seen them, go back on my website and pick up those videos. They're marked. There's about the third and fourth dimension. I'd like you to look at those things because that's going to help you to see the difference between we're living in the world of illusions, which is the opposites, which is about the play you're in. And the only way you're going to move out of this is to understand from the tip of your toes to the top of your head that you are just simply a player in this play to learn what you needed to learn. And that's what I was here to do, to learn about my past lives. I came in this lifetime knowing there was more. How did that happen to me? It's because I had other lifetimes that slowly opened up the awareness of the higher energy, the higher power, the absolute, the higher intelligence. Name it what you will, but I had some awareness in other lifetimes, so that when I came into this lifetime, I was ready to tackle my past and move into my higher self, the infinite intelligence of God, which is your destiny as well as mine. And if this is just the beginning of your search, this is wonderful for you, because I had a beginning of my search maybe 3, 4, 5 lives ago, and I grew. You see, we have an evolutionary path that we go into. We evolve through all the different aspects of consciousness, from the rock, the stone, the vegetable, the bird, the animal, and the human consciousness. It's just human consciousness. It's the same as the bird awareness, the animal awareness. This is human awareness. But there's another aspect to you, God awareness. That's where you want to go next. If you've had enough of experience through the many, many lifetimes that you've lived, and you're ready to open that veil and look into the deeper part of yourself, which is connected with God, which is the essence of God within you, because you have within yourself the illumination, the everything that is necessary to open the door to higher consciousness. But as you break this illusion that this is the only thing there is, and life is what it is, and here you are, and I'm hoping that you are beginning to track with some of this that I'm talking about and becoming more aware here. Oh, I'm beginning to see things differently. I want to have my eyes opened. I want more revelations about the infinite intelligence that created me. How am I going to get that? Only way you can get that is to desire it with every essence of your being. Desire is a great, great, great emotional tool to cut through the universe to the consciousness of the infinite that does the creating of our lives, our future lives, everything that we're doing. You connect with that infinite intelligence, and then it seeps into your conscious mind, and you start to think as the God conscious. What helped me the most to understand how to connect to the God consciousness and make it my own? When I say make it my own, that I have a realization of the infinite intelligence of God, which is coming through me, which is part of me, I began to figure out a way for me to understand that better. So I'm going to share this thought with you. I have in my spiritual power tool book, the God Computer. Now, for you all, that sounds really old-fashioned and way back there, and it was. It was very old-fashioned, because the God Computer was a standalone computer that took up a whole room, practically. Well, now it's not there anymore. You are much more technical savvy than I was way back in the 70s when I thought about myself as the standalone computer, let's call me the laptop, connecting with the internet. And I could Google anything I needed to hear from the infinite intelligence of God. And that's possible. That's not just a story I made up. That is exactly what happens when we meditate, ask questions, and we listen. Down comes the answers. Telepathically. Telepathic is the next thing that's going to be happening to humanity in the future. But it's possible right now to do that. Everything I learned, I did not read a book and learn it. I learned it telepathically. I meditated. All of a sudden, I wake up in the morning with information. Where was I? What was I doing when I was sleeping? I was connecting to the mind of God. I was connecting to the infinite intelligence. I was going beyond my limited intelligence into infinite intelligence. And boop, 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 the information was coming into this limited self of mind that was starting to get bigger and bigger and more information through the great computer in the sky, the internet in the sky, whatever you want to call it. I love it calling the internet in the sky now. I used to call it the God computer, but it's all the same thing. This is why we must, and I can't emphasize this enough, to develop your intuition and let that be a part of who you are, because we are so in the limited state of mind that we don't know that we have this other possibility called the intuitive branch of our mind that we open up, and that's where the telepathic information comes in. It all moves together. I wanted so badly to have somebody to sit down in body and talk to me. But I'm so grateful now that I didn't, because I own the information now. It's a part of me because I understood it from a higher standpoint, the higher dimension of being. I'll put it that way. I don't know how else to talk about it. But that same is possible for you. But you have to break the illusion that there isn't anything more than who you are right now in this godforsaken play you're in. Maybe it's a wonderful play. Maybe it's got some good stuff and some bad stuff and some upside down stuff. But it's still an illusion. And you have to break yourself out of it in order to become attached to the higher consciousness, infinite intelligence of God, which works in you and through you and breaks all the illusions that you've ever had about yourself. All the little lies you've ever been gets broken up in little pixels, as they talked about last week, and gets dissolved. How is it done? Through meditation, being the observer of yourself, taking responsibility. Ooh, number one, you have to take responsibility and have the desire to know, no matter what, I want to know myself and God. Take away my illusions that I'm separate from God. Take away my illusions of this ego self that I am, and let it dissolve itself in you, God, and show me the greater picture that you see and I am part of. I am part of the universe. I am not separate from it. And all these other little bodies, souls that are around here are also part of me. They're part of my body. They're part of my body. I think about the ocean, and the ocean is such a beautiful thing. And since I've had more time to spend at the ocean than I ever have in my whole life, because I live in Florida, that I get to go at least once a month to the ocean for a day or maybe 2 days. What a joy that is for me. Because I see the ocean and I get to think about the ocean as the great ocean of God and all the little bubbles that are in the ocean. I see them coming up the shore and I see them bursting. And those little bubbles feel that they're separate from the ocean, but they aren't. When they break, they're part of the ocean again. This is the truth of you. You are in God right now. You are standing, sitting, listening to me, but you are also in God. God is your essence, the very being. But you think you are this infinite, this finite being sitting there. But you're infinite. The DNA of God is in you. And it was put in you when you were just a thought in God's mind. A moment when he created this infinite, tiny, 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 I can't even tell you how tiny it is. There's no words for it because it's so tiny. But it had the DNA of God in it. And it came into this grand and glorious universe to evolve. And it evolved and evolved and evolved through many stages, as I mentioned. And then finally got to the place where it was ready to find the truth of itself within and not without. The first probably 6,000 years that we lived, we were focused on the outside. Now it's time to focus on the inside and find that beautiful pearl of wisdom that's right there waiting now to break out of its shell. Break out and be who you are right now. But you have to realize that you have to take responsibility to breaking the shell, to break the illusion, and become more conscious by meditating, observing yourself as an actor in a play, and disconnecting yourself from your emotions. Disconnecting yourself from your emotions and finding yourself all of a sudden in an emotion that's not doing you any good. You disconnect yourself from it and say, what is that doing here? Let me look at that for a moment. What's it trying to tell me? What is it trying to show me about me? I will take responsibility. You show me what I need to see. Let me break through these illusions that I have, these emotions I have, these stupid desires that I have that aren't worth anything because you're the only desire worthwhile. Do you realize that because God desired to create a universe, and he put all his energy, his will, his love in that desire, the universe, poof, came alive with all its planets and its glory and its beauty. Well, that's also a part of you. You can come alive with this universal consciousness called infinite intelligence. You're already a part of it, you just don't know it. Maybe you're a tenth and you know it. But I want you to 100% to know who you truly are. I want you to own it and to be it. It takes time, it's not done overnight. It's not done in 6 months. It's not done in 10 years. You're in a process. Learn to be patient. Love yourself through the process. Very important. Because you're moving out of humanhood into godhood. Wow. Now that's a totally different ball game than when you were a squirrel. And you became human. And now you are intelligent enough to say, I want to become infinite. I don't want to be finite any longer. I do not accept myself as finite. Do you hear me, God? Open my eyes. I know that I'm more than this. Help me. That was my cry. That was what I constantly said. Help me, help me, help me. Wake me up. I need to be woken up. Help. And that went out to the universe. I just didn't say that once. I said it 1,000 times throughout the many, many years. I was waking up. I said it over again and over again. And when I didn't know what else to do, I said it again. Wake me up, God. Show me the true essence of me. I know I'm not that crusader anymore. I'm not, I know I'm not all those other lifetimes that you showed me that I was. That doesn't belong to me anymore. Now I want to see the real lifetime, the real I that I am. And I do not accept anything less than that. And you have to feel that way. It has to have that kind of power. It has to have that intense energy to overcome all your other minor desires that you've had for eons of time. It's your time right now to open your eyes and see that you are more. You are more. You are more. You are infinite. You are infinite intelligence. You are far, far more beautiful than you ever thought you possibly could be. And then there's a wonderful process of learning about what it is and how does God think? How, what is the energy? How does that help me right now? Well, I certainly hope that I gave you some things to think about. I certainly hope with all my heart that you heard the prayer. I want to open my eyes. I want to see myself in you, God. I want to look through my eyes as you, God. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to understand. That's what I want to be. I want to be one with the all. And then I'm one with every planet and every soul in this universe, every star in this universe, and universes to be discovered by me, by scientists. I am not ready to give up my goal. I will work till the day that I leave this body. That's what you have to say. That's, and you have to mean it from your heart. I love you, I support you. And I know it is not easy, but one thing I do know, it's worth your while to have that peace and that understanding and that love that never leaves you, that you are a part of this whole vast universe. And all you're going to give up, all you're going to give up is your finite self. But that's a pretty big thing you have to give up. So I support you. You got some homework. Bye-bye for now.
Wow. Jane revealed to us how we, on this spiritual journey, put one foot in front of the other day after day, month after month, year after year, to move from third dimensional consciousness into fourth dimensional consciousness. Now, one of the understandings that we have to experience is that we are living an illusion, a play, as Jane calls it. And in order to move beyond the play, we must become aware that we are in a play and become observers of self. We begin to uncover past life experiences and truly understand that we have had many lives beyond this one. Now, throughout this entire process, I was having a difficult time understanding this concept that my life was an illusion. I had been shown a couple of my past lives, and I was open to knowing more. In fact, I wanted to know more. And I had been asking every day for help during my meditation time, and nothing was being shown to me. It was pretty frustrating. Now, finally, one morning, I was given a new understanding and experience of the illusion. As I opened my eyes, I realized that the only reason my meditation room existed was because I was there. I was sitting in it. And as soon as I leave my meditation room, it no longer exists for me. Now, putting this experience and understanding into words, it's really not possible for me. It was just a knowing that I was given. And it was truly a new horizon for me in moving down this spiritual path. We are here to support you as you awaken to the truth of your being. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our support for your journey gathering. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. And thank you for your very generous gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work for all humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Let us take this time to meditate together. So let's close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing that. And just rest. Lower your shoulders. Relax. Relax into the chair that you're sitting on. Knowing that as we move into this meditation time, we are breaking the illusions. The illusion of who we are. The illusion of where we live. How we live. Our family, our friends, our associates, the illusion of the job we are working in. We keep moving and asking, help us to break the illusion of who we think we really are. We are open to a new experience of understanding. We are open to knowing the truth of our being. We live in a new awareness. Of our evolutionary process and the many lives that have come before this one. We are open to seeing more. We are open to becoming more. We choose to become observers of self. To help us move through the karmic pieces in this third dimension as we continue to move forward into fourth dimensional consciousness. Universal consciousness. Is known to us. It is latent within us. And every spiritual step we take, we are uncovering the truth of our being. And we are grateful. Amen. And when you're comfortable, open your eyes and just feel the peace. Know the love. You're surrounded in the peace. You're surrounded in love. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye now.